This morning is going to be a little different than we normally do. Today we're going to be kind of reflecting, right, on this last year a little bit, giving you guys some time to answer some questions between you and God. And we're going to be playing some worship music in between, just some questions. So it's going to be very kind of low-key, a little more casual today. But we just want to make sure that we take the time to reflect on 2018 and who God was to us and who we were to God. Right, I think that's really important, especially on the heels of Christmas, because it feels like, I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of times that we get through Christmas, right? That we've made it. It's like you can take this deep breath, like, okay. Everything's done. The last time, the last party, the last meeting, the last family get together is finished. It was great, but it's always a little stressful sometimes, right? And so we want to make sure that this morning is about taking a pause, taking a breath before we enter into this new year and looking back and even looking forward and saying, God, what do you want? What did you want this last year of me? And maybe there's some blind spots for me, right? That maybe this next year I want to take advantage of, and I want to move with you into this new year, right? So it's just a time of reflection that we're going to be doing today. So in your bulletins, we have those questions. And so I'd really just encourage you, even if you just want to get your phone out, you can make notes in your phone if there's not enough room on the bulletin. And otherwise, just write in your bulletin just some of the answers to these questions that we're going to be asking you.
Right. We're going to start by reading this verse. It's Psalm 139, 23 through 24. It says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And this is a prayer of David. And what he's saying is, God, have your way. Search my heart. Search my soul. I always picture like God asking God, come shine your big flashlight of truth on every dark crevice that's going on inside of me. And I'll tell you what, I just finished a book called Addicted to Hurry. It was fantastic if you're looking for a good book to read. And in it talked about how in American church culture, even so with Christians, we are moving so fast. We are addicted to being fast-paced, and we believe the lie sometimes that ending up tired and exhausted means that I'm living my life fully, and that's not true. That's not at all true. And so what we're doing this morning is we're kind of acknowledging that we're that way together. We have just gone, I can't believe that 2018 is over. Anyone else there? Like, what? Or some of you are like, praise the Lord, it's over. Raise your hand. Yeah, that was kind of rough. And I had a baby this year, so it's just, I mean, the growth in 1 year and how fast it goes, you know, parents, how that is. And so what we're doing today is saying, God, we know that we are prone to be rushed, prone to fill our thoughts and our time. We've got technology always there. We've got traffic and people and jobs, and this is the life that we live. But there's something about slowing down and saying, God, search me. Search me and know me. And I'll tell you what, you might be a little bit uncomfortable today, okay? Number one, we've never done this before, actually. This is our only Sunday we've ever done this. And so come back next Sunday and see what it's really like if it's your first time. But we're going to slow down, we're going to take intentional time, and you might just need to sit in that kind of discomfort for a minute. Like, wow, what am I supposed to do right now? There's like that panic moment of like, what am I doing? We're sitting here? Okay, let me get my mind focused on God. And so we are simply giving the Holy Spirit room to move in this place. And so that means as we worship, we're going to put these questions up. You can go ahead and put them up. We have these two questions just to reflect on the last year, 2018. And as we do that, we're going to just sing songs and worship. If you need to stand and worship God, you can. If you want to sit and write and journal, you can. If you want to, I know the floor is hard. Some people like to get on their knees, to prepare their hearts to get in that place. Whatever it is that you need, this time is for you, okay? But we hope that you will take advantage of this reflection time.
Yeah. So the first question that we're asking this morning is, how would you describe your relationship with God in 2018? So just reflect over this last year. You can close your eyes. You can kind of think a little bit. Maybe some of you started a relationship with God this last year. Maybe you might say confusing. Maybe you might say tumultuous. Maybe you might say solid, good, you know. But really be honest with yourself. Maybe even like ask God, how was our relationship this last year? And see what he has to say in this moment, right? But I'd really encourage you, just take some time right now and just think. It's going to be awkward. We're going to have some silence happening here at times, and we really want to make sure that we make the most of this morning to reflect, right, and to really absorb, God, who were you to me this last year? I want to give you credit, and I want to know who was I to you even in this last year. So this first question, again, maybe just take a couple words and write those down. Then the question two is, what opportunities did you have to press into God more, and did you take them? So I experienced this last year just as an example. One of the hardest things that God taught me about me was that I need to give up on myself more. I need to give up on me more. More, always. And I was taught that because I realized I wasn't really trusting God in some areas in my life, and he brought that out. And I'm going to just share one quick story I've shared before, but this was the middle or towards the end of summer, actually, brutally hot out, right? And I was driving around. I was going through a rough patch, like kind of feeling down, a little depressed. And I went to our land, you know, and I just parked and I looked at it and I was like, God, what in the world do you want with me? What do you want with this land? What am I supposed to be doing right now in my life? I was kind of a little bit off track, right, in that moment, just wondering what was going on in my own life. And I went out and God told me to get out of the van, and I said no. And I said, it's hot out there. I'm sitting in air conditioning. If you want to talk to me, you can talk to me in here, right? So, like, maybe I would describe my relationship with God as I was bratty, you know, right? Like, I was a big brat in that moment. Like, and so, like, eventually, like, after 15 minutes, I got out of the van and I, like, kind of kicked the dirt and I was, like, walking, and he told me, he told me, go stand on that embankment at the back of the land. And so I went up there and I'm like, okay, whatever. And, like, dragging my feet, complaining the whole way. And I stand up on there and God told me, the position I've put you in is going to be uncomfortable and it's going to be hot, but I've put you there for a reason. And he also said, and you don't get to ask me why. That was not a great conversation, right? It's something I needed to hear, but it wasn't like, oh, thanks, Lord. That was super great. It felt like a big hug, right? It just felt like he just kind of smacked me in the back of the head. But we need that sometimes, right? And that was a moment. That was an opportunity I had to press into God, or I could have driven away. I could have said, no, I'm not going to listen to you right now. Right, but I knew there was going to be moments like this in service where I was going to have to share this kind of stuff, and I said, I'm not going to be the guy that said no to God, right, to listening to God. I can't be that right now. And so maybe you have stories like that in this last year. Maybe you had those moments where you knew this is a make or break in for growth for me right now. This is something God is trying to teach me, and either you took advantage of that or you didn't, and there's nothing... You don't need to feel bad about this one way or the other, right? But we need to be real right now in this moment. What opportunities did you have to press into God more, to cling to him more in this last year? And did you take them or not? So we're going to be singing a couple songs. We just want you to reflect on those things. Again, write them down. And as we sing, you can sit. You can just listen to the music as you write, or if you feel compelled, if you write everything and you're finished, feel free to join us and stand and worship. But that's what this morning's going to kind of be about. Is that okay with everybody? We get it? All right. We're going to move forward and sing some songs.
God, we just come before you in this time, and Lord, we pray, would you focus our attention on you? Focus our minds. God, help us with our distraction. Help us with our spiritual amnesia. God, that we just forget so often who you are and what you've done. So, Father, bring to our minds right now and our hearts, help us to acknowledge where you've worked, what we've learned, what this year has meant for our walk with you. Just overwhelmed with gratitude for our Savior, what he's done for us this last year, the way he's moved, and even what he's done in this moment. We're just so amazed. And if you didn't get through your full reflection of 2018, I hope that you will take time outside of this service to maybe spend time with him to reflect more on that, even to give him praise, maybe write out a gratitude list of what he's done this year, just to cultivate that praise in your heart. But we're going to move on. Psalm 76:11 says, make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. And this is one of my favorite verses. You've maybe heard me say this before, but as we move forward into 2019, I think sometimes as Christians, we're waiting. We kind of approach a relationship with God like, if you want to say something to me or want to tell me to do something, I'll do it. but I'm not going to make things up to do for you. Hey, I'll do anything for you. We kind of have that approach. But there's this other aspect of faith. You know, when Peter was about to walk on the water, right before that, he said, if that's you, Jesus, tell me to come to you on the water. It was his idea, which is really interesting. It wasn't Jesus saying, Peter, come out here on the water. It was first Peter saying to Jesus, if it's you, Lord, then tell me to come out to you. I'll come out of this boat and I'll walk on water because I know you're out there. And so that, when I read that and studied that, it really impacted me in a new way that we can just surrender our lives to Jesus and make up things to give to him without any, you know, him telling us, you know, I want you to go here. I want you to do this. We can actually say, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come out to you. I will do it. And so this making vows to the Lord idea is saying, God, this year, I vow to give my life to you in a deeper way. I vow to make time for you. I vow whatever it is for you. I vow to live maybe in this area of my life wholly in a new way than I have before. I vow to explore this deeper with you or practice this maybe spiritual discipline or whatever it is. Make a vow to God. It doesn't have to be something that you felt like an angel came into your room and told you this is what you have to do. You know, you can just simply offer things up to him. And the kicker to that is, and fulfill them. You know, as the new year comes, I love a new year. I know some people are like resolutions, schmezolutions, or whatever, you know. But I do love the significance of the feeling like we're coming to the end of something and the beginning of something else. Because it reminds me of the verse in Lamentations that says that his mercies are new every morning. It's like a new, fresh start, a fresh wind. And so as we come before him today, we're going to make vows for 2019 together. And also, we're going to make a vow to fulfill those vows. Right? We're going to say, you know what? In the midst of all that's gone on, maybe even all the failures I had this year, your grace covers all. Praise him for that. And there's new mercy available for me. And so this year, these are the hopes and dreams I have between you and I, God. Not just I want to lose weight or I want to this, but between you and I, God, what I want to see happen this year. So there's two questions. It says, what does God want for your relationship with him in 2019? Be specific. You know, an example might be, for me, God has been telling me, I need you to go deeper with me. Like, you have reached a level with me that you've been at for a while now. Like, we have this kind of routine that we're in, but there's more that I want to show you about myself. And so we're going to go deeper this year. Right? So one of my words this year is, okay, Lord, take me deeper. I'll do whatever that means, whatever I have to go through to figure out who you are on another level, then I'll do it. That's a vow that I'll make. So be specific about that. What does he want for you? What are you getting the sense that God wants to teach you this year? Maybe, you know, we have 6 core values here at Village Church. And so we've got, I'm not going to name them all right now, but some of those are very reflective, like transparency is one of our things. And so maybe this year, one of the vows is, Lord, teach me to be more transparent. That's something I think you want me to move forward in, to be real and authentic before you and before other people. Maybe it's generous. You know, maybe God, between us, he wants to see you kind of unleash in generosity. I'm not sure what it is for you, but what are you getting the sense that God wants to do? And the second question is, what opportunities will you give God to press into you more? And so for me, that looks like this year, you know, a couple of years ago, I started this thing where I had a day with God. And for this extrovert, that really means like 4 to 5 hours. Okay, let's be honest, because I'll go crazy. But for me, I got away from that. My husband was gone. That's an excuse, but I was pregnant and awful. And then this last year, I had a baby and all that. And so really for 2019, if I'm going to go deeper with God, if that's what he's going to say, I'm going to give him opportunities. I'm going to get back on that rhythm once a month for 4 to 5 hours going just simply to listen before God. That's a very intentional goal, right? Like once a month, I'm going to do that. Okay, so maybe what opportunities are you going to give God? Some of you maybe are thinking, I need to come to church regularly. There's got to be a new level of this year. And I don't mean just come to whatever, but when we come into this place, it gives God an opportunity to press into you because it's time set aside from the world. So maybe you're going to up your church attendance this year. Maybe you're going to pick up a Bible in a year plan this year. And you're going to say, I'm going to read the Bible through in 1 year. I'm going to do that. And actually, on the YouVersion app, you can do that with other people, which is really neat now. You can, like, share that with other people. So if anyone wants to do that, write it down. We can all do it together. We can see each other on that app and where we're going and hold each other accountable. But those are just some ideas. These are just some ideas for you. And so that question, what opportunities will you give God to press into you more? I want you to write some things down, some actual things. This is what I'm going to do. This is the plan that I have. You know, we're going to go on into 2019. We're going to do church. We've got some amazing things coming. We've got Vision Sunday on January 27th. We are, Cody and I are like jumping out of our seat, excited to share with you where God is taking our church in this new, fresh season, this next 5 years, really. But before we get there, we're just going to take this moment, right? We're just going to take this time. We're going to say, God, what is it that you want to do in me and through me this year? Can we do that? All right, I'm going to give you the opportunity now. If you want to sit, you can. If you want to stay standing, you can. But I'm just going to kind of open it up. We're going to give the Holy Spirit room to move. I'm going to pray for us, and we're going to go into this time. God, thank you so much, Lord, that your mercies are new every morning. God, we failed a bunch this year. But Lord, right now, I just get the sense that you're washing it away. I know this is cheesy, Lord, but I literally get the vision of a ShamWow, that thing, and you're just like soaking up all the disappointment and the failure, and you're just wiping it away, cleaning it off, setting the slate clean and new and fresh right now. God, we thank you that there is no story like the story of Jesus where you can come full of failure and regret and frustration and Lord, lay it down before a God that sacrificed himself just to take it so willingly. Take our burdens, take our sin, take our failure. And so God, we hand it over to you right now. I even want you to picture in your mind that you're meeting with Jesus somewhere. You can picture your favorite place. Could be the mountains, the beach. If you're visual, you can just picture him there and actually begin to hand those things over to him right now in this moment. I'm just going to do this little practice together. Just hand those things over. Picture whatever it is from this year that maybe you're just hung up on and just hand it to him. God, you're so good. Thank you. Thank you, God, that you're so generous toward us. God, we give you this next year. And Father, we say, teach us. Teach us what it means to follow you. Bring to our mind right now what it is you want to do in us and through us this next year. Give us vision. Give us glimpse of purpose. Lord, help us to be specific. God, we give you this time. We're just so grateful, Lord, that you never give up on us, that you always have a fresh start for us. Thank you, Lord.